7 day check. We'll try to get a report on the calendar over there. Wait for you to come over. I told him that 29. He's on this national arc. Well, next one you make, you call up that dairy out there and get a hold of the power expel while he's milking that cow. Tell him that we have covered a few hunters that come in here with some of Jack Whitey's parents and his grandpa's out in here. And it's not going to hurt him one damn bit out of 200 million people to let a few hunters come back and unite their families. And if this is something we got to have rule on, and tell that bunch of Democrats, or Labor Democrats, that's going to get together and we want to move this thing so that they won't let it get mixed up. Well, if they could give us a rule, they want to. John Young and that crowd, they vote for a rule, and I Democrat. I called him this morning and got him, I called him at 8 o'clock, he called him home, and I finally located him at the airport. Told him you'd told me what a good job was done. I wanted to know I was grateful, and I wanted to see him when he got back. So I got him at the airport while he was still asleep. You hear what I said? I said, I got him at the airport at 8 o'clock while he was still asleep. Well, I don't either. Well, you're going to come down there and see that country, though. I know you don't like these airplanes, but I'm going to fly you and Mr. McCormick down there. Show you that God's country, and you'll see what you've been missing all these years. How's old George Feldman? Did he ever... Well, did he appreciate being an ambassador? They did a hell of a good job over there, they told me. Well, for myself. I'm going to let you and Harriet have the tea, George, and I'll have something else. Rayburn still have that deal, you know, where he gives you his cigar and you give him his other present?
Exactly.
All right, I'll make a deal with you.
By the way, you
tell me Jim slipped a lot. Hey, he told me I think he was.
Yes, sir.
our better states.